First off, welcome back to Saskatchewan.
Appreciate it.
Tell me what it was like getting cut in training camp because of injury, but then rehabbing and coming back.
You know, it was a lot. I mean, obviously a little frustrating at first, initially, and then, you know, like I said before, I took it as a challenge, just, you know, try to make myself in the best shape, to look the best, so that when I got an opportunity to come back here or anywhere else, you know, I'd be ready and look the part.
And how was the rehab process?
It was good. I mean, when I came to training camp, I felt like I was ready to compete, but I knew I wasn't 100%, so I tried to get as close to 100 as possible, and I'm feeling really good right now.
Hey, now that you're back, what are you looking to bring to the team?
Whatever they need. I mean, I look to bring the same skill sets that I you know, had last year and displayed all throughout my career, to the team, and whatever way, between, you know, running hard, blocking, and just doing whatever they need.
How'd you get into football in the first place?
In the first place, let's see. I started football when I was about 8 years old. I had played basketball first. Basketball was my first sport, and I got in a lot of foul trouble with basketball. So, you know, the basketball coach happened to also coach football. He thought it would be a good idea for me to come out there and try football out. And ever since then, I loved it.
Just getting too physical, getting too many offensive
fouls? Yeah, exactly.
Fouls, or was it defense?
A little bit of both. I like to mix it up with the big guys in there. So I was trying to get rebounds and box out. And, you know, I'm like, that's not a foul. But, you know, that's how it goes sometimes.
And then it just took off from there?
Right, yeah. And once I found football, I said, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. I love doing this.
Always a running back?
Yeah, always a running back.
Okay. Who is Cameron Marshall? What is he really, really like?
I'm a man of God. I'm a husband. I'm a, you know, son, brother. I mean, I'm really low key. I don't do much. I like to go to the movies. Stay up on those. My wife probably gets a little frustrated because she doesn't really like movies that much. So, but yeah, I mean, I like to just keep things simple on and off the field. You know, I'm pretty low key.
So when you aren't training or doing film work, what are you doing other than
watching movies? Probably spending time with family. That's probably what I do the most. If I'm not watching a movie, you know, I'm spending time with family, hanging out. I don't have any like weird, quirky like habits, I guess.
No wild stories. Are you out and doing things?
No, I mean, yeah, I go out every once in a while, do some stuff. But I mean, mostly it's just kind of like, you know, hanging out with the family.
Now, I hear you're a middle child.
I am.
What was that like growing up? One older and one younger than you?
It was pretty good. I mean, I got an older sister, so I guess it might be a little bit different because I'm an older brother. So, in some ways, I feel like the oldest sometimes, but I'm still scared of my sister. So she's still a boss. So, so that's kind of how that was for a lot of my life. She was so much taller than me and my brother growing up. She's been the same height since like fifth grade. So she was like 5'5" in fifth grade, just a giant, and, you know, bullying us. But no, it was good though.
Did you in turn get to bully your younger brother then?
No, I never really bullied him. We were always really close, and we're still really close to this day. So that's always been pretty cool. I used to bring him everywhere I went. He was with me. So that's pretty cool.
What means the most to you, and why?
Family, by far, means the most to me. I mean, I'm not close with a lot of people, and so, you know, the people I'm close with happen to be my family and some really close friends who I consider family. So, that's the most important thing to me. I mean, just spending time with people who you love, who love you, and, you know, who you can bring good things to, who can bring good things to you as well, and, you know, just spending that time with people like that is great.
Now, what's one thing that you have in your possession that you can't live without? And it can't be like an essential, like your house or anything like that, but like...
I got a little bit of a shoe vice. I haven't gotten to buy very many lately. But yeah, probably my Concord 11s. That's my favorite pair of shoes. So I can't... No, I don't want to go without those.
What's your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, gosh. Most embarrassing moment. Let me think. I had a couple, I'm sure. Nothing's coming to mind right now. I know one time I had to carry this cooler. We were at championships and this track and field championships. I wasn't competing, but my brother and sister were. And so I was carrying this cooler up these stairs. I tripped like four times trying to carry this cooler up, but like pride wouldn't let me get help from somebody else after I tripped the first time. But I kept tripping and people kept looking and laughing at me. That was pretty embarrassing. I was probably about 10, 12 years old, and I just was determined to get up them stairs by myself. But looking back, I probably should have got some help. I saved myself a lot of jokes.
After that, how long does it take? Did it take you to actually grab a cooler again? Did you stay clear of them?
The ones that were a little bit heavy, I wasn't too proud to ask for help anymore. I'll just put it like that.
Now, lightning round questions for you here.
Okay.
What's your favorite food?
Cheeseburger.
What's your favorite drink?
Iced tea.
Favorite movie?
John Q.
Favorite vacation spot?
Oh, jeez, I don't even know. It's been very, very few vacations growing up and all that stuff, so I wouldn't. I had
anywhere that's not work.
I had a good time in New Orleans. Me and my wife went to New Orleans a couple years back. That was a lot of fun.
And favorite song?
Premeditated Murder by J. Cole. It sounds like a violent song. It's not, but that's my favorite song.
Excellent. Cam, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.